那特别，这特别的就帮助人，这帮的我做的我发现，这边话呗，人家想到就是一明白，我把他们来帮助我们来训练的。这边像你这边，这边老公说这边是哪的姐姐，就那什么老说这个，这年头结婚前那边都结账。你老板也那个说话，这边也没等到上班点，就在那边上街送的，这边老在那多年把他钱给人家。那么我那个当当的讲个，怎么他们怎么老公家的，就那么他们家给多打个就嗯都。Good morning, everyone. So again, Mickey Mouse is going to chat, some chatting, and yeah. So I would like to mention, begin with this, what I mentioned last time. So the purpose of our living is no other than benefiting others. to eliminate the sufferings of others and to cause happiness of others. Nothing else than that, the purpose of our living. Other than that is meaningless. Other than that is complicated. Life. Confused life. Suffering life. Confused life. Nothing clear. Complicated life. Oh, shit. Oh, confused life. Nothing gives fulfillment in your heart. Other than that. Nothing gives fulfillment in the heart. Then that you can really think of worthwhile. Worth of living, or worth of doing something. Whatever the activity is. The best satisfaction also it gives. This way. So now, every one of us has the responsibility of the happiness of every single living beings who want happiness and who do not want problems, sufferings. One reason, as I mentioned if one has good heart, compassion, and then no other with compassion one doesn't harm others. Compassion does not produce action harming others, only you stop giving harm others and benefit others. These two things that the whole entire Buddhism is involved. So how to do that? how to stop giving harm others, and how to do that, and how to accomplish that, and how to benefit to others. So the whole entire Vishnu has been talking about three Dharma wheels and all that, however the less vehicle teachings and the great vehicle teachings, the Mahayana Paramedana teachings and the Mahayana secret mantra Vajrayana teachings, all that comes into these two instructions of Buddha to not harm others and to benefit for other sentient beings. So the 84,000 teachings taught by Buddha and as well that which integrates into Lam Rim, the gradual path of the lower capable being and general, and gradual path of the middle capable being and general, gradual path of the higher capable being, the whole Lam Rim. The Lam Rim, that which is the heart of the whole entire Buddha Dharma, also it's integrated, it is condensed in the two instructions given by Buddha, two main instructions that you see, that contains the whole entire Buddhism. This contains the whole Lam Rim. So the gradual part of the lower capable being in general, that part comes in the section of the you know, go to not harm others, as well as greater part of the middle capable being in general goes into that section to not harm others, and the instruction benefit others, that includes greater part of the higher capable being. So whole Lam Rim comes in there in these two instructions. So compassion does not produce harm others, you know, it stops giving harm others what it does, you know, and benefit others, free others from the sufferings, you know. Not only that, even the cause of the sufferings, the defilements. So what it does is what it does and what it responsibly detects is enormous, is like sky. Or even for one sentient being, what compassion does, even one sentient being, you know, to say liberate from oceans of sufferings of the samsara, oceans of suffering problems of human beings, oceans of problems of sura asuras, hell realms, hell sufferings, hundred ghosts, animal, the oceans of sufferings of animal beings. So even once a compassion, what it does, it liberates it. What it does, liberate that sentient being from all those, you know, skies of the sufferings, that, you know, suffering which continuation has no beginning, which continuation has no beginning. So compassion, so you see, end, you know, helps to end that one sentient being's suffering, oceans of some such suffering, which continuation has no end. So that's unbelievable. So now we are here, we're talking about numberless others, your compassion benefiting to numberless other sentient beings. Like that, towards numberless other sentient beings. So that's, you see, so it's unbelievable. So therefore, it's the most precious thing to have in the life. The most precious, brings all the wishes, fulfills all your wishes for all the happiness, fulfills wishes of happiness of every single other living beings, your compassion. So this most precious thing, among the realizations, many people are interested in tantra realizations, very high tantra realizations, like six yogas, naropa, you know, chakra, wind meditations, generating heat in the body, stay from tomb meditation, so forth, kundalini, you know, the bliss, the kundalini bring up and down. However, which even Hindus can do that. anyway, so that nothing particular. Without compassion, that these things can become cause of samsara, but even the cause of the lower realms, if it's done with attachment, clinging to this life. So, without the motivation, compassion, even one do get some experiences. Some part of the experiences of those in the section of the gradual completion part, but without compassion, it becomes nothing special. So it's like, you know, how say, Tibetan always use the example that the metal cheese, the dry cheese, you know, with a lot of butter. So the real taste is on the butter. So the, anyway, what makes the ice cream delicious is by what, cream or by the sweet?
Both. Both.
Anyway, whatever makes... anyway, so anyway, whatever makes ice cream delicious. So anyway, so without that, or like cake, something butter and those sweet, whatever that makes, you know, flavor, you know, interesting flavor. How do you say? So like that. So the compassion makes everything worthwhile and rich. All those experiences are rich and meaningful, cause of enlightenment. It protects you, protects you falling in the law, law nirvana, become cause of reincarnating in samsara again, and even the particular, even the law realms, you see. also, as I mentioned last time, you know, I gave a few examples how this is answer for everything, all the, any, you know, problems that your one has in the life. And I said bodhicitta, good heart, is the solution for everything. So you see, normally I explain somebody who has depressions, you know, one best, most powerful method, antidote, to make the depression beneficial, to transform the depression into happiness. That is, what makes depression, having depression, most beneficial, worthwhile. when you use the depression to develop bodhicitta, loving kindness, compassion, taught bodhicitta. So he said, there are numberless other sentient beings who has depression, you know, and there are numberless other sentient beings who has karma to experience depression. So therefore, how wonderful it is that, think like this. I, which is one person, I'm just one person. Others are numberless. Others are numberless. Maybe put the other way around, sort of the change. Anyway, so even say, I think it doesn't matter whichever way, that I am just one person, one living being. how much I suffer, how much in happiness I achieve. Even I achieve liberation from, total liberation, that which is free forever from all the sufferings, you know, including the cycle of death and rebirth, all the sufferings. And, when you, possibly when you say suffering, in the mind think suffering pain and suffering changes, even the temporary samsaric pleasures and pervasive compounding sufferings, so in a, you, when you mention suffering, in the mind think, get the whole idea of the suffering of samsara. So it's then it becomes very deep, very profound, you see, not just think on only pain or some poverty or something, or some toothache or stomach pain or something, but that, however, that, you know, diarrhea or some, not just that. However, So, yeah. So, even you see, total liberation, you see, from the whole entire suffering and causes is nothing. I'm just one, one person, it's nothing, you know. See, the numberless others, if they have, you see, free from all the sufferings, you know, and have all the happiness, you know, even free from depression, even just free from this, that suffering, depression, how wonderful it is. If I can do that, how wonderful, you know. See, you know, take this suffering on myself. I experience all this, you know, suffering, depression, and letting to have all the happiness. If I can do that, how wonderful it is. That's the most exciting, you know, best achievement in the life. The, you know, the highest achievement, highest success in my life. So, so how wonderful is that? Then, see, yeah, that's, see. So it's by number, you know, by number others more important, you see. The other thing is, so even one sentient being, you see, you and another person, another, you know, another sentient being, another person, who's more important, you know. By number, same 1-1. Even by this, this one sentient being is more important, more precious, you know? Because all the sufferings, problems comes from my ego. You know, obstacles all comes from my ego. So far, what kept me in the samsara, you know, experience the problems over and over, see, which was experienced, see, yeah, the problems of samsara, you see, that makes me to experience again and again. So, you see, it obliged me to experience numberless times in the past lives. So again, this life, same problem, again and again. So, by this, say, self-cherishing thought, is there any relationship between self-cherishing thought and the concept of inherently existing I? Root of samsara, the concept of inherent existence and the self-cherishing thought. Are they friend?
Yes.
Are the best friend? What is the connection between the? What is the connection? What is the relationship?
One depends on the other. One depends on the other.
Both. You mean both each other?
Self-cherishing depends on self-grasping.
Mm-hmm. You mean the ignorance? The concept of human self-grasping is the concept of inherent existence. So how does the self-cherishing thought effects like this. also, yeah, but connecting to this, you know, concept of inherent existence. However, so that the self-cherishing thought. It is fair to realize emptiness. If you see, you know, it can say, it is fair to realize emptiness. So that makes to continue the concept of inherent existence. So all the problems, all the obstacles came from the my self-cherishing thought, the self-centered mind cherishing the I. So that means all the problems came from the sufferings, all the undesirable things came from the I, you know, came from me. And all my past, present, future happiness came from bodhicitta, came from compassion, the root, the great compassion. All my past, present, future happiness came from the root great compassion, and great compassion is generated by depending on the existence of the suffering sentient beings. So even this one person, even this what is person or what is non-human being, animal or whatever type of sentient being, even this one sentient being is the source of all my past, present, future happiness. So therefore, even this one sentient being, myself, by comparing like this, this other one sentient being is the most precious one. So therefore, I is forever, is an object forever to let go. And this, even this one sentient being is object forever to be cherished. If I cherish this one sentient being, there's enlightenment. If I don't cherish this one sentient being, there's no enlightenment. I cannot achieve all the realizations of Mahayana path, you know. Cannot achieve. All the five paths, ten bhumis, all the rest of Tantra realizations based on this bodhicitta, cannot achieve. You see, the infinite that Buddha's say, the Bodhisattvas and I am Bodhisattvas, they have infinite qualities. All the parties have so many qualities. And Buddha has Buddha's holy body, holy speech, holy mind, each one has infinite qualities. So cannot achieve. But if I cherish this, I can achieve all those qualities. So this one sentient being most precious one in my life. Most precious one in my life. Especially a person who hates me, who doesn't love me, who has no compassion to me, who hate me, who has only, you know, you see, the motivation, no compassion, you see, doesn't like me, and only hate, and inaction, only harm. So, especially this one. Why especially this one? Most kind, most precious one. Why especially this most kind, precious one? Because with all others, you cannot, with all others, you cannot say, no opportunity to practice patience with all the rest of others, you know. Other friend or stranger. With the Buddha, Bodhisattvas, no opportunity to practice, no opportunity to practice patience with them. They have only compassion, loving kindness towards me. See? no opportunity to practice patience with the friends while they are friend. You know, no opportunity while the other sentient beings, see, while they are stranger, no opportunity to practice patience. Only this person. So therefore, and now here you can see, even most, this one has become even most kindest one. You know, kindest, kindest, dearest, you know, most precious one. By this, by eating this reason of, it's the only person left. It's the only person left, you know, is there, you know, available for you to develop your mind, the patience. He or she is the only person among the numberless other living beings, including Buddha. So anyway, so without, you know, if I don't cherish this one sentient being, there's no realization of the whole mind path, including tantra, you know, those based on this, which need to achieve on basis of this, and you know, full enlightenment. So, so that means I cannot, if it cannot do perfect work, liberating sentient beings, numberless sentient beings from all the suffering causes and bring them to full enlightenment, you know. So all that scarce, all these scarce benefit that I can offer towards numberless other sentient beings, to each scarce benefit, to each sentient beings, you know, scarce benefit, how say, to each sentient, even to each sentient being, you see, I cannot do this, you know, I won't be able to do this. You see, without cherishing this one sentient being. so what, if I cherish this one sentient being, what this sentient being offers to me, what advantage, what this sentient being offers to me is unexpressible. It's, you know, cannot be finished explaining any time. You know, the kindness or the benefits of what this person gives to me is, can never be finished explaining, you see. After you become enlightened, then you continuously, how say, with this, spontaneously, so naturally, work for others, you know, liberate others from suffering, bring them from happiness to enlightenment. Can never be, the benefit of what I get from this person can never be, even Buddha cannot, you know, say, finish explaining, you see, all that. So therefore, most precious one in my life. So they say, that's the reason why, say, in the thought transformation practices, and such as adverse thought transmission, that if somebody motivation, jealous mind, not positive, not compassion motivation, but motivation, negative, jealousness, then in the action, criticize, insult, criticize, blame. So when this happens, I take the law as I will practice to take the laws on myself and offer the victory to others. So that's the reason, I think, why His Holiness Dalai Lama says, if Tibetan people in Tibet, if they are happy, then it's that if they are happy, then no need, then no need to say, no need to to work for to fight or to work for freedom or independence. In the Tibetan people in Tibet, are they happy? They're happy. So you see, now applying this, for example, there's another example, another way of applying this word, thought transmission practice, towards that. So that's why His Holiness says, if they are happy, that's what is, if they're happy, they have freedom, that's okay. See, but because they don't have freedom, because they're not happy, so that's what the main reason to, get, freedom or, independence, whatever you say. So that's using this teaching relating to a country.